This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Vail Resorts and the state of Colorado have agreed to a settlement after some 2 million gallons of hazardous water from snowmaking operations was accidentally released into waterways. CPR's Tina Sieg says the company will pay $275,000 in damages.
A state investigation found valves on the company's snowmaking equipment were left open for several days in September 2021. The water released contained substances harmful to aquatic life in Mill and Gore Creeks in Vail. The majority of the settlement money will be used for a restoration project in the Gore Creek Basin. I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Two Catholic preschools are suing the state over being excluded from Colorado's Universal Preschool Program. St. Mary Parish and St. Bernadette Parish cannot participate because they give Catholic families priority and they don't allow their teachers, parents, or students to be LGBTQ. Participants in the state's preschool program have to meet the state's non-discrimination requirements. In Eagle County, a kind of blast from the past. CPR's Paolo Jalsita has more.
A hiker from Denver found a 70-year-old landmine last month while exploring White River National Forest. The training landmine was left behind by the 10th Mountain Division that was stationed at Camp Hale during World War II. After alerting authorities, an explosives team from Fort Carson arrived to destroy the explosive artifact. Sheriff's office officials say they've received several reports of leftover Camp Hale ordnance over the years. Old equipment, such as landmines, can still be deadly if mishandled. I'm Paolo Shalsada, CPR News.
Colorado's cannabis businesses are facing another headache. Sales are already down, and now MasterCard says their customers can't use debit cards to buy marijuana anymore.
80% of our customers use debit cards. 23% of all of our transactions in Colorado are run off of MasterCard debit cards.
And 100% of this news from Colorado's cannabis industry is later in this hour. It's 6 minutes after 8. This is Morning Edition on CPR News.